Today is Wednesday, July 15th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I have an angry story to tell. There it is, the giggle. It's the giggle. I have an angry story to tell, but before we do that, but first, you know, actually, on a side note, Fatty keeps emailing us that there are going to be announcements about Big Brother, and I feel like maybe the announcement would have already happened because he emailed all of the hosts of But First last week, and you know, it's up in the air whether we're going to have a But First season. Because we don't know whether there's going to be, maybe we do, and I just, maybe they've announced it, and I don't know, but first, so we'll see if they have a Survivor, not Survivor, if they have a Big Brother, I think it's going to be like a best of, not a best of, but like a returning, what do they call it? Returning, a celebrity, not celebrity, All-Stars. Well, I don't know. That's the RuPaul's Drag Race thing, but they call it All-Stars. Regardless of all of that that I just said, I'm going to tell an angry story, so don't let me forget. But first, we're going to go ahead and play a voicemail that came in, because why not? Why not just stay current with the voicemails? So let me just scroll over here to my voicemail. Let me download it, because I know it's going to pause part of the way through. Here we go. Every time Windows wants me to put in my pin, every time Windows wants me to put my pin to play a voicemail on Windows Media Player or whatever. I don't know why that is. I've got to figure that out. Anyway, let's listen.
5 minutes left of your nattering, and
how dare you?
Now I'm thinking I should probably have waited until the end because you're probably going to say something about something. But anyway, I just burped. And so I had a wheat toast, one slice with peanut butter and one slice with just butter on it for supper. 12 grain bread, I mean. So not a good supper. But for breakfast, I had yogurt, Greek yogurt, and frozen fruit that I dump on it and I take it to work. Then by the time I'm ready to eat it, the frozen fruit is thawed out. And then I had a papaya just because I had it in the fridge and didn't want it to go to waste. But anyway, how do you eat those things? What a mess. But I was on a workout hiatus for the month of May and June, and I worked out yesterday. I did my treadmill, my elliptical, and Pilates, and I loved every minute of it. I took a mat with me to work, and today at lunchtime, I did Pilates in my office. Yeah, and then I came home and I did my treadmill, and then I put a bike together and I went to ride my bike, and I rode it down the block, and then I visited with my son, and then I went to ride my bike again, and the back tire's flat, so we have to do a little bit more work on that bicycle, which that bicycle is a mountain bike.
How can you be so excited about working out? First of all, she never says who it is. Hey, everyone, if you're just listening, this is listener Kathy Bacon. If you're not familiar with her, Kathy, how can you be so excited about working out? We've got yoga this afternoon. Yoga is arguably the most relaxing of the P90X workouts. I still hate it. Like, I don't want to do it, but we've got it and we're going to do it. So there you go.
Because I have a 10-speed bike, but I crashed on it 4 times, and I've only ridden it 4 times, and I bought it about 6 years ago. And so anyway, I am going to practice on the mountain bike before I kill myself on the 10-speed bike. And anyway, so yeah, work out every day. Dog it, but at least do it.
What does dog it mean? Does that mean like... don't, you know, just half-heartedly do it, but at least do it, which is what I do a lot of times. So that's probably why I don't have these fantastic results. But anyway, back to the working out thing. Yeah, so we're doing it, but I was sore for the first couple of days. I think I'm okay now. And we have yoga today. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe Mark was trying to get me to switch to doing one of those dance workout things, not P90X, but just something. He's like, oh, it'll be fun. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, I won't get any working out done because I'm not a good dancer. And my theory is, if you're not a good dancer, you're not really going to work up a sweat because you're going to be so uncoordinated, or I'm going to be so uncoordinated that I'm not going to be able to do the moves. And so I'm not going to burn any calories because, well, a lot less calories because I'm going to be confused as to like which leg I'm supposed to be hiking and all that. Thanks for your call, Kathy. So, angry story. Or should I save it? Actually, I'll save it. So I'm cooking. I'm trying to cook. And I've, you know, Kathy mentioned something about she's eating a papaya because she doesn't want to waste it. And again, I'm trying to get better at buying groceries and then using all of them. A lot of times I'll buy a bunch of stuff and then stuff will go bad and I'll have to throw it away. So I'm trying to not only eat less fast food, but also make sure I cook food in a way that we can eat leftovers or whatever the case may be. I'm also trying to experiment with like things that I can do that are a little bit easier, don't take a lot of work in the evening. And so one of the things is I went back to using my sous vide. So today, even though you could do mashed potatoes in, you know, 30 minutes or whatever, you have to do a pot and boil them and then drain the water. So then you're using something to drain with, and then you've got to get out the beaters. And so the beaters are dirty. So you have all this work up front and then you have all this cleanup to do. And so what I thought is, even though, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to sous vide potatoes, but because I don't need a bowl, because I can literally take the bag that you sous vide them in, I can squish them with my hands and they're mashed. And then you could just poop them out of the bag. That doesn't sound very appetizing, but you can poop them out of the bag right onto the plate or whatever. But we're going to have shepherd's pie because I need to use this ground turkey that I've got. And so we're going to have shepherd's pie. And instead of doing regular mashed potatoes, I'm going to do mashed sweet potatoes. So I put sweet potatoes, heavy cream, not a lot of heavy cream, just a little bit of heavy cream, just maybe like a tablespoon. Milk, 2% milk. So, you know, there I'm saving some calories. A little bit of butter, some whole cloves of garlic, salt, pepper. And I just kind of made up that recipe. I do Google recipes online, but then I kind of mash them all together. So I put that all in a sous vide bag and I vacuum sealed it. And then I put it in my sous vide. And so later tonight, I'm going to be able to cook the turkey. And I don't know what I'm going to do. Probably add a little bit of tomato paste, a little bit of stock, some carrot, some corn, whatever. Kind of maybe thicken it up a little bit with some cornstarch or something. Salt, pepper, yada, yada. And then I'm going to put that in a baking dish. And I'm just going to poop out the mashed sweet potato on top of that. And then bake it until maybe put a little cheese, I don't know, something, breadcrumb, something on top of it to give it a little crunch or a little zest. So that's what we're going to have for dinner. But the time-saving part is, you know, the turkey will cook relatively quickly. And I think, you know, I don't know, I think it'll simplify things a little bit. Last night I did. I think I've gotten pretty good at this chicken tikka masala / butter chicken. And because I had made my own, if you look up garam masala, it's like a spice blend that Indian folk use in their curry. It's got nutmeg and cinnamon and cumin and coriander and a bunch of stuff I'm not thinking of right now. But you can just look up a recipe for that online, and any of the recipes are fine. So I had made up a bunch of that and put it in just a plastic container. So I cube up my chicken, and then I put a little bit of the garam masala on it, and I fry it up in a little bit of olive oil in my Instant Pot. And then I add onions and garlic, and I continue to saute all of that. You probably should do the onions and garlic first. Take them out, then put the chicken in, get it brown and then add back the onions and garlic. But I was too, I mean, this is going to be basically a stew. So I was too lazy to do that. So I put the chicken in first, then I add the onions and garlic. And then I do crushed tomatoes, more garam masala, and some ginger. I just buy the, you can get the squeezy tubes of ginger in the grocery store. So I just squeeze a little squeeze of ginger in there. And then some salt, pepper to taste. And I put sour cream. And all of this is just eyeballing it. So I don't really have, you know, I don't really have measurements for any of this. But put it in. And a little bit heavy cream. Just a little. You need creaminess in some butter chicken. I'm sorry. And let that, it needs to cook for a long time in the slow cooker. Because you want to really, you know, you really want to reduce the sauce to get a nice creamy sauce. And then I put a little bit of sugar in there to give it some sweetness. And that's to taste as well. If you like really sweet, you could put more. You could put like a tablespoon. And it's going to go, I mean, you know, this is going to make 5 or 6 servings. So you're okay. But you can add more sugar until it's as sweet as you want it. But you can also reduce it more, and then that concentrates the flavors. Anyway, it's so good. I also do the garam masala to taste. So if I think it's not tasting Indian-y enough, I just add some more. It's really good. All right, this has become a cooking show. I guess I got to thinking about food because Kathy Bacon was talking about her toast and her papaya. But anyway, I didn't do anything to speak of other than cook last night. I cooked and we finished The Order on Netflix. And I still haven't decided if I really like it. To be honest, the guy's cute. And it is a fantasy, like sci-fi, witchy kind of show. So in that, you know, in that instance, I liked it. But I don't know. Still trying to decide. We'll keep watching it, though. But we finished the second season and I don't even know if it got a third season. So I'll have to look that up. But this morning, oh yeah, the only thing we did last night, we played Pokemon for an hour, and then we had all that bagged grass, and so we took it to my stepdad. He owns his own business, and they have a big dumpster out in front of his business that they pay for, and he tells me I can put anything in there that I want, and so we took all our bagged grass and put it in his dumpster. But I think we're just gonna, I don't know, apparently our waste management service charges by the bag. So I think we're going to up that service so we can just use those yard clipping bags and then put it out by the street. So my angry story is really short, so I saved it for the end. This morning at 6:15, I hear so loud, our neighbor is mowing their yard at somewhere between 6:15 and 6:30, and literally their yard is right by our master bedroom window. I could not go back to sleep. It woke me up. I could not. Who mows their yard at freaking 6:30 in the morning? First of all, it's bad for the yard. The yard's still wet. I've read all these blogs because I'm trying to do a really nice yard. You don't want to do it at 6:30. The best time to do it's like 6 in the afternoon. So if you're going to do it in the morning, you need to do about 10. Anyway, I'm so mad, I'm going to write them an angry letter, or I'm going to write the HOA or something. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.